Prison guards are accusing Governor Bill Haslam's administration of deceiving the public about safety inside state facilities. They offered that scathing assessment at a hearing Thursday on complaints within the Department of Correction. Tyler Nelson, a guard at the DeBerry Special Needs Facility in Nashville, called the state's top prisons official nothing less than a liar.
And the commissioner should be expelled from his position and thrown in prison. Despite what Schofield would have you believe, an apple is not an orange, puncture wounds from being stabbed are not an illness, and assault really is assault.
Nelson says Correction Commissioner Derek Schofield forced wardens to understate prison incidents. He says that's what's behind the claim that prison violence has fallen since Haslam took office. Critics claim that instead of booking inmates for assault, prison officials are now classifying fights between guards and inmates as mere provocations. Schofield and other state officials say that's not true. They say incident classifications were set 15 years ago and haven't changed. Prisons are just doing a better job of reporting low-level disputes, like thrown urine or disorderly conduct, they say. Jerry Lester, a former warden, says lawmakers shouldn't believe them.
I drank coffee this morning, not Kool-Aid.
Several corrections officers testified in favor of the administration, but even they were forced to acknowledge that there's been widespread grumbling within the prison system over safety and staffing. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.